This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hi everyone. In today's video, we're talking about a very important topic, and that is how to master emotions at your workplace, how to avoid ego trap. This is an important topic because often at our workplace, we'll always come across that one or two individual who are always trying to get under the skin, who's always trying to upset us or irritate us. So how are we going to tackle these people? How are we going to manage our emotions when dealing with such people? Please remember, your family, your personal life, your relatives, and those who are in your close circle are often forgiving about your behavior, about your nature, about your reaction. So if you tend to be reactive with your family members, they may tend to overlook your behavior. But at your workplace, if you try to express these negative emotions, it is going to be detrimental for your professional career. It's a suicide in your professional career. And therefore, this topic becomes extremely critical for all of those out there who have this weakness where they give in to their emotions, they react to a situation with anger, with resentment. Now, at the outset, we must understand the consequences of these decisions, or rather the consequence of reacting through your ego or through your emotions, expression of your emotions. What happens generally is that when you are worked up and you are irritated with someone and you are trying to react to that situation in a manner which is not befitting for your workplace, you will be clouded in your vision, you will be clouded in your judgment about the situation, and therefore any kind of decision that you're going to take in that state of mind, it is going to backfire in the long run, or maybe in the immediate future. Not only is it detrimental for the organization, but it is also, as I said, detrimental for your own future at the workplace. And therefore, it is extremely critical that you take a back seat, that you take a step back and try to analyze your anger, your emotions, your behavior before you allow yourself to react to that situation. Look, to be rational in a situation so that you don't give in to your emotion is easier said than done. In fact, you will be surprised to know that more people think they are rational at their workplace than they actually are. There's a tendency amongst people to think that, well, we are very rational. We know how to handle the situation. But you put them through the test and you will find that they will start reacting to the situation. Now, in the workplace scenario, this can hamper your promotion. It can hamper your growth in the organization. It will create an image about you which will spread across the organization that here's a person who's very emotional in nature. Here's a person who's very reactive in nature. Here's a person who has no control over his anger. He may not be fit to move to the next role, or he may not be fit to lead a large team. You can see the consequences, how the management starts to perceive your behavior. Because you were not trying to work on your emotions, you were not trying to control your anger, you were not trying to control what I called your ego. This is extremely important. I link it to your ego. It's your ego which tells you, react to the situation. It's a matter of your personal respect. React to the situation, and therefore you give in. You feel that you have to give a befitting response right now, and that's where catastrophe happens. Now, the way you have to become rational is to practice. And believe you me, if you can put this into practice one day at a time, you will see that in no time you would have been able to control a large part of your behavior which was reactive in nature. So how do you do that? Well, first and foremost, when you are faced with a situation where some people are trying to make personal remarks, or some people are trying to say things which are disrespectful, where you are feeling worked up, the first thing to do is to withdraw from the situation. I have a remote control here. This is your emotions. Keep your emotions in your control. If you hand over this control into the hand of someone else, they're going to use it against you. So the way to keep the emotions under control is to withdraw from the situation. Move a step back. Don't give in to that situation. You can hold back your reaction, even if it's personal. Even if you feel that this may be disrespectful, you can actually find a better solution to it by focusing on the larger picture. Remember, as a leader, you always have to talk from a perspective of what is good for the organization. You're not out there to look for personal glory. So if someone is trying to malign you personally, yes, you can try to settle the scores there. But in trying to settle the scores, don't make it a personal ego clash. Because when you do that, you are going for personal glory rather than looking at what's good for the organization. So the first step is to get a better control of your emotion by not reacting into the situation, by giving into the situation. The second thing is, and this is a practice which you have to do, is you have to take a step back and ask yourself, why is it that I am reactive in nature? Why is it, for example, when I'm driving on the road and if somebody changes their car lane and move into my lane, it upsets me, it irritates me, it irks me to the point that it leads to road rage or road fury? Why? Why am I giving in? Why am I so weak that I have no control over my emotion? As the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, beautifully articulated, that strongest is a man who has control over his emotions. He's not the one who wrestles. He's not the one who shows fury. He's not the one who shows anger. He's not the one who is reactive. But rather, he's one who takes a step back and takes control over his emotions. That's what we've been talking in so many words in this video of ours today. So there are two important steps that I'm sharing with you. The first is to take a step back. So if you have to react to a situation, you do that by taking a step back and not uttering a word in that situation. Ask yourself, do I really need to respond to this? Is this going to help me in my career, in my profession? Is it for the benefit of the organization? If it isn't, then I can settle this score later, on a later date. At that moment, I need to take control of my emotions. Now, when you do that, you are now seen as a person who has control over his emotion. When he is faced with difficult situation, he is not reactive. Rather, he looks at the larger picture. He looks at the larger good of the organization. Look, my friends, it's challenging, isn't it? But that's the beauty about workplace, that it is a game of strategy that you're playing at your workplace. So you are going to face challenges. You will find people who will try to irk you, to irritate you, to upset you. But like I said, the strongest is he who controls his emotion, in the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. With that, we'll leave you in this video. Please share your thoughts, share your experiences, and do remember to share this video with more people so that they can also benefit from this. Thank you for watching this video.